This house was built around 1912 as a tenant sharecropper's place. It would probably have had three or four outbuildings, including a chicken house, a small barn, a well house, and a privy. The original building was a two-room cabin. The chimney at the front of the house was built of stones, bricks, and concrete blocks. This thrift was common in the construction of a sharecropper's dwelling. In 1938, when an African-American teacher came to teach at the schoolhouse, this became the teacher's house, and it was enlarged with the addition of a third room. The older part has clapboard siding, while the addition has shiplap siding, like Mr. Ira's gin office. Like many of the other buildings, it was whitewashed. While it was a sharecropper's house, the front room was both a living room and a bedroom, and the back room was the kitchen, though it too had a bed in it. The newer addition became the teacher's bedroom. The nails used for hanging a quilt can still be found in the ceiling in the front room. The nails in the walls, covered by empty thread spools, were used for hanging clothes. Beside the house, there was originally a swept yard with a vegetable patch. Of the sharecropper's original outbuildings, only the well house remains, and this has been rebuilt. The log corn crib beside the teacher's house was moved into the farmstead from another location to save it from destruction. It is not historically associated with the surrounding buildings.